Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Here for public forum.
Public forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss.
First of all, I'd like to apologize to staff and you guys for being so aggressive. It's just my nature.
Let me address one thing and then we'll just move on to a formal vote. Mr. Kirby, I'm going to call you out specifically because you came up and spoke, and I appreciate your apology that was given to the board. You don't have to come back and say anything. I appreciate that.
I ask if you're going to acknowledge me, that I have an opportunity to respond.
No, we're done with that now.
You get to call me out.
Sir, the board's going to have the last comment here.
Yeah, so this is a story that I might not even normally cover this exactly, but I know Channel 3 had covered it, and I thought a little bit of context here might be helpful. You don't get to see Colton Wright get visibly angry in the county commission meetings, but he was, and I know why he was. Background here. Chris Kerb is a lobbyist for flood defenders. He used to work at Escambia County, and he has been over the last, about a year, maybe it's been 2 years. I might be wrong about that, but it's been somewhere in that vicinity. Going to every meeting, talking as much as he possibly can, 3 or 4 minutes at a time, about flood mitigation issues. He acknowledged yesterday that he is a paid lobbyist, although he says he does it for the passion of it. But there are incentives for him to get things accomplished, and which is what that's how lobbyists work. The challenge is that though I think Chris is sincere in his passion and cares very much about the issue of flooding and mitigating against flooding as flood defenders representative, I think that a lot of times he is very counterproductive in the way he presents his information. And it's kind of condescending. And it's honestly, sometimes I don't even quite frankly know what he's talking about. I'm trying to follow it and I don't understand it. It's not a clear, like, here's what you're doing, here's what you could do better, here's how we can work together. It's just kind of like, okay, he talked for 3 minutes and I'm not sure. That's not particularly why Colton Wright was calling him out yesterday, but what you couldn't hear as well there, I tried to make it louder, but off the mic, he'd basically said, why not get to come up and respond to when you call me out? And the answer is no, it's not interactive quite that way. Meetings are never interactive that way, except sometimes in Milton, although they're changing that. So back to Colton Wright, who, again, Chris had apologized. They were talking about the Land Development Code is with the context here, but it was about flooding and, you know, various issues related to that. And Colton says,
I appreciate your apology to staff and to the board. But sir, I personally, I'm not speaking for the board, but me personally, I've had enough.
I've had enough. Wow. Strong words.
Number one, you are a paid lobbyist. And frankly, based on your tactics, not a very good one. I think an effort to spend more time trying to build a little more consensus with people would be better served. So take that as a lesson in lobbying.
I would say strong words, but I would also say they seem to be well-deserved based on what I have observed and what Colton is going to explain.
I'd like to remind the public that you're an Escambia County resident, not a Santa Rosa County resident. Okay? This board serves the residents and businesses in Santa Rosa County.
And my flood defenders are...
And I'm glad you were very clear to acknowledge that you are not an engineer, because you've used terms recently as yesterday as my fellow engineers after receiving a cease and desist letter saying not to behave that way and that you are not an engineer.
I'm allowed to call myself an engineer and if I have a civil engineering degree.
I think the law states something, states something else.
All right. So, you know, again, is it relevant that he's a resident of Escambia operating as a lobbyist in Santa Rosa County? I mean, you know, is that a mark? You know, the question of calling yourself an engineer or not, I don't feel competent to evaluate, but I certainly know what both of them said about this. But there's more, as always. But wait, there's more. Trust me. Hang on a second. Jake's got traffic on the fives.
Okay, nothing too bad this morning. We do have major slowdown. 98 westbound in Tiger Point is very slow, starting before Garcon Point and stretching through up to the Whataburger and proper. You can always text your traffic info to 437-1620. Happy birthday, Mom. I love you. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I love that. So back to Colton Wright, talking to Chris Kerb, Flood Defenders. Colton is the Santa Rosa County Commissioner for District 5, Gulf Breeze and Tiger Point. And he says, look, I'm done. I've had enough. The way you approach us and this forum and also employees has made me really closed off to your message.
And that email was based on, yes, you've sent questions to all of us, and I don't know why anyone may have chosen to answer or not answer.
Chris had mentioned that he keeps emailing and keeps not getting answers to the emails he's sending, the questions he's asking.
I've chosen not answer anymore because of the tactics and the attitude in which you've presented your arguments. They've been very adversarial, and they haven't been actually trying to accomplish anything other than your specific view. And, sir, it's not for you to speak.
Again, Colton is pretty, you know, even-keeled most of the time, so something must have set him off. Here's the something.
And it's addressed.
Oh, and by the way, to understand the names and that are going to be referenced here, Brad Baker is the assistant county administrator. Used to be the head of emergency response in the county. And Rebecca Jones is the county engineer. Okay, the two names that, if you don't know them, are going to be relevant in this comment.
And it's addressed. Elizabeth Thomas, Santa Rosa County Administration staff, fellow engineers, and other recipients. Quote, very helpful. It's on now. Brad Baker is not an engineer, and Rebecca Jones has been influenced to ignore science. Is it not obvious? Sir, that crossed the line. And I'm going to tell you right now, you can impugn me all day long or any of these other four sitting up here. We're elected officials, and we'll take the heat. I take a lot of crap. I take people saying I'm on the take, I'm a liar, I'm a cheat, all those things. None of it's true, but I'm the one that signed up to do this job. That man right there didn't sign up for that. That woman right there didn't sign up for it. And I'm not going to have someone who calls himself an engineer, who's not an engineer, turn around and throw shade at somebody else saying they're not an engineer. So from now on, sir, it really doesn't matter what you have to say. Unless you change your tone and how you do it, my ears are closed.
Yeah, and you remember, part of this is because Brad Baker several times has explained, again, assistant county administrator, explained that in looking at the land development code, the proposal had been to increase the size of the retention basins for water storage. And the developers had said, do you have any evidence that Santa Rosa County is not providing enough retention capacity for these retention ponds? And he said, well, you know, that's a good, because that's going to cost them money if they have to put that in future developments. And he says, well, that's a good question. Let's look at the data. And between him and Rebecca Jones, they looked at it and they said, you know what? The problem isn't the need for more capacity in these storage ponds. The problem is the conveyance mechanism getting the water to the storage ponds from the place where it falls on the grass or where it falls on the pavement or where it falls on the house or the roof or the whatever. That's the issue. And so we're not going to increase the requirement for stormwater retention ponds in the land development code. And Brad had apparently, I don't know if it was Chris who accused him of being in a backroom deal or being coerced or taking whatever compensation, you know, but I mean, good Lord, I know Brad really well. There's no chance. just a totally upright guy, right? And so those kind of accusations are morale killers for staff when the leaders and the elected officials don't stand up for them. So I appreciate Colton Wright standing up for him, you know, and other whenever people are really standing up for the staff and defending them against unjustified attacks from the public, that's a good thing.
One of the reasons you've been given the reception you've been given is because of your actions. And I'll probably take a lot of heat over what I just said, but that's the end of it. You're done. Enough. Another outburst from the audience and that deputy will take you out of here.
I'll walk out.
If you saw the clips that Channel 3 was playing, this is the part where you could see Colton is clearly upset, almost like, you know, angry upset, talking to Chris Kerb, the representative of Flood Defenders, who According to Colton, has made himself a nuisance and attacked staff in an unjustified way. And by the way, somebody texted and said that in Florida, you cannot present yourself as an engineer unless you are a licensed engineer. Okay, it's only usually enforced regarding the Office of Services. Expert testimony would be such a service, perhaps. So, you know, there is a distinction there among, you know, what you can claim and what you can't claim if you have a degree or whether you're actually passed a test and all that kind of stuff. It was one of these cases where the reason I wanted to talk about it, again, because it had already been covered a little bit by Channel 3, but also because this is such an important lesson in leadership. We have political leaders who are then going to hire, for example, county administrators, or, you know, if it's that kind of system of government, or city administrators in the case of Milton, and then those people hire everybody else. And when the public thinks that there's something going on and want to criticize those, you know, members of staff, if they've done something wrong, then you deal with that. You typically want to deal with that privately. You know, criticize in private and, you know, praise in public, right? That's just a basic life principle. So it's bad enough when the public starts attacking or criticizing the members of staff and the leaders don't do anything to defend them. That's bad. The real bad one is when your elected officials start to criticize staff from the dais. I had played you some audio from James Calkins, who was doing that in relationship to a bidding situation. You know, did that in the 6 o'clock hour. If you want to listen to the podcast at 6:30, feel free. It's very interesting stuff. But when the actual elected officials are publicly criticizing staff from the dais, I mean, that is just corrosively bad for employee morale. Nobody wants to work in that environment. Because if they think, like, gosh, anybody who could be called out, especially if they're doing their job, it's even worse when it's inaccurate criticism. You know, we're just doing our jobs over here, and you're going to be honest? Listen, morale is not good all the time in some of these organizations. And, you know, retaining staff is a costly business. Replacing staff is a very costly business. And if you have good ones, you know, there's always somebody else that's willing to hire them. Good staff can find other jobs. So when you have some of these elected leaders that criticize staff or even fail to defend them and cultivate that environment and let them know they're protected and, you know, they're safe, that's bad. You don't want to let that happen. So anyway, I appreciate Colton standing up for the staff, just like I appreciate any of the other elected officials who stand up for the staff when they do good stuff. 823 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. If you're thinking about that next vehicle, you know, you're trying to make a decision between a brand new car, an almost new car, a little bit gently used, or something, you know, almost to the end of his lifespan, I recommend Frontier Motors. They specialize in that second category, almost new. Cars that are a year, two, maybe 3 years old, low miles, great condition, good prices. Cars often that come back from like a lease or a corporate fleet program or something like that. I mean, mine was we bought a Honda Odyssey that was leased for a year in Orlando. The dealership couldn't sell it. They put it up for auction. Frontier out of Pensacola bought it. We got a smoking deal on a great car with 12,000 miles on it. Very happy. And that's what they specialize in. But what you might not think of Frontier as is the place you can sell those kind of cars to. Because if you think about it, 300 cars or trucks on the lot any given moment, they sell about half of those a month. So they have to replace about half of those a month. So they're always looking for cars. So if you have a car that's a year or two old in great condition, you'd like to sell it. Obviously, you can sell it yourself. But if you want to avoid that hassle, just take it to Frontier. They'll offer you a price. If you think you can do better, they'll consignment sell it for you. No extra charge. So figure out what you want to do with that car, buying or selling at Frontier Motors, a great place to do business more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. I want to talk to you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. They've been trusted members of your community for over 25 years. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors, and humidity issues. They test for duct leaks, and they do the repairs. If you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call them today. Remember what Todd always says. If you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. That's 850-934-2768 or gulfcoastaircare.com.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home of the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, today on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 9. They'll be discussing the Atlas Beverage Class, Thanksgiving, holiday hours, Angelina's Champagne Dinner, and other fun things you won't want to miss. That's today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
A psoriasis flare-up can make a walk in the park, well, no walk in the park.
It's that obvious, huh? I've tried so many lotions and creams, but I still have symptoms.
So those don't do enough to treat the inflammation beneath the skin, leaving you with those uncontrolled symptoms.
Makes sense, but what else can I do?
You can get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Make an appointment and, oh, you're already on it.
Hi, yes, I'd like to make an appointment.
Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ben McMillan, and I'm a chiropractor and the owner of Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. Are you tired of covering up your pain with medications and ready to find the source of your problem and fix it? Then tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, live Friday mornings at 9 a.m., and I'll discuss how chiropractic care can help you. And if you miss Friday's show, you can listen to the replay Saturdays or anytime through the podcast.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Great Gulf Coast Arts Festival is Friday through Sunday in Seville Square. Explore with over 200 artists and craftsmen and enjoy the music and food. GGAF.org for more. The Pensacola Greek Festival is Saturday and Sunday at Annunciation Greek Orthodox Church on West Garden. Celebrate Greek heritage with food, music, dancing, and family fun. PensacolaGreekFestival.com. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
Fox News Guy Benson gives you the news and brings you the newsmakers every day at 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
One thing about living in Santa Carla I never could stomach. All the damn vampires.
Everybody shame.
I'm just going to say this the one time. Jamie Gertz. If you know, you know. And one of my favorite NXS songs with Jimmy Barnes coming off the Lost Boys soundtrack. 828 on News Radio 92.3. Jake's got traffic for us. Jake?
98 westbound in Tiger Point is very slow, starting before Garcon Point and stretching all the way up through the Live Oaks Preserve, and that's our major slowdown of the morning. Otherwise, I-10 and I-110 checking in pretty clear, and Highway 90 through Milton and Pace is looking good. If you see anything slowing things down on your commute, you can text traffic info to 437-1620. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Jake. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
FBI Director Christopher Wray says the threat of terrorism in the U.S. has hit a whole other level recently. He says there's been an alarming rise in anti-Semitic incidents on college campuses.
We are hearing from students who are saying that they are being harassed, concerned about being visibly Jewish, you know, wearing either a necklace or a yarmulke. These are the types of concerns that people might be used to hearing, you know, decades ago.
Wray testified yesterday before a Senate panel. He says terrorist organizations have now renewed calls to attack the U.S. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear has declared a local emergency. Two people there are trapped after the collapse of a 10-story coal plant. Beshear posted on X this morning that a number of teams are working to rescue them. And it looks like Aaron Rodgers is hopeful for another return to football after that Achilles injury.
Well, Rodgers has been seen throwing the ball in the pregame. He told the Pat McAfee show Tuesday that he's not jogging yet but can put legitimate weight on his leg. He says he still has a long way to go with rehab. Rodgers says his goal, though, to return this season. But Jets general manager Joe Douglas not speculating on that. He told SNY on Tuesday he's excited to see Rodgers progress through his rehab but is taking everything day by day. Scott Pringle, NBC News Radio, New York.
Of course, Rodgers has been out since the first game of the season, I believe, is when that injury
happened. Yeah, it was
the first. Happened.
That's right. Yeah. And the all the folks at bed and the, you know, that one bar or whatever. So
wasn't it the second play of the game? I
it was early. It was first quarter, I believe. Yeah, you might be right, second play. I don't think I watched the game, so I don't. But you may be right. 8:30 on News Radio 92.3. Coming up next, we have the frivolous topic, which we always talk about. Oh, and we did learn that big problem on Scenic Highway yesterday was a tanker truck. WAR, good reporting, that apparently didn't control the vehicle around a bend and spilled a bunch of methanol on Scenic Highway that had to be cleaned up. So, there was kind of a reason the traffic was all jacked up in that area yesterday. We'll be back in just a moment. David Wayne will have your local news after Fox.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Palestinians needing hospitalization and foreigners trapped in Gaza are allowed to leave through Egypt for the first time since the Israel-Hamas war started.
Foreign passport holders have been seen entering the Rafah crossing that connects Gaza with Egypt. Although some aid trucks have entered Gaza in recent weeks, Egypt had been reluctant to let anyone pass in the other direction.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. President Biden says he'd veto a House Republican bill sending money to Israel, paid for, though, with cuts to the Internal Revenue Service.
The administration insists that Congress approve the $106 billion request for Israel and Ukraine as is in one fell swoop. But some Republicans prefer breaking it up. In fact, many GOP members take a dim view of assisting Ukraine at all.
Fox's Chad Pergram. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now, 42 degrees, mostly clear skies this morning in Pensacola. A message from the Florida Forestry Service.
It's entirely too dry. It's entirely too windy. We've got extremely low humidities right now, and it's extremely dangerous.
That is spokesman Joe Zierkowski. He says the National Weather Service has issued a fire weather watch, and that's going to run through today because of low humidity levels across the area. With the cooler temperatures, he says, it may be tempting to have a bonfire in the yard, but high winds and dry weather make that very dangerous. Both Santa Rosa and Okaloosa counties have now enacted burn bans. Escambia County has not. 600,000 gotaways or migrants that have evaded Border Patrol but were detected crossing the border, have crossed the border this year. Florida Senator Marco Rubio says it's a migratory crisis of epic proportions.
We are incentivizing people to come illegally, and we are refusing. This administration refuses to enforce the law. And that's why, no matter how people feel about Ukraine, people come to us and say, but how can we deal with that without securing our border first? How can that not be a priority before anything else that we do?
And Rubio was on Fox News last night on the Hannity show. He says he thinks the Biden administration's policies have made the problem worse. U.S. Customs and Border Patrol says there have been more than 2.4 million encounters at the southern border over the last year. The discussion over red light cameras and a new program in Pensacola continues. The city released red light violation numbers yesterday. Those show 375 violations per day. That's 11,000 a month. And that is from only 17 intersections in the city.
The numbers are alarming. And, you know, again, I think that this shows that that in a 16-hour period, we have 375 opportunities for someone to be T-boned in the middle of an intersection, for pedestrian to be hit.
City leaders are now expected to bring a new ordinance forward to get a pilot program started. And Reeves says the most violations were seen at North 9th and West Gregory with 33 per day. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott is now qualified for the third GOP presidential debate, which will happen next week in Miami. Scott's team confirmed that yesterday. They say he'd met both the polling and the donation requirements to land a spot on the debate stage. It'll be held on November 8th, just 9 weeks before the Iowa caucuses. Joining Scott in that debate will be Governor DeSantis, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, Vivek Ramaswamy, and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. Former President Trump, again, not participating in the debate. And boaters that frequent the Gulf of Mexico are pretty happy about a decision by NOAA. We get more from News Radio's Joe
Federal
Ford.
Federal regulators rejected the implementation of a vessel slowdown zone that would have affected Gulf waters 100 meters to 400 meters deep, stretching from Pensacola to Tampa. The proposal was an effort to protect the rare Rice's whale species. In a statement on their website, NOAA says in part, quote, conservation tasks, including drafting a species recovery plan and conducting a quantitative vessel risk assessment, are all needed before we consider vessel regulations. Joe Ford, News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Joe. 8:35, and let's get a look at our traffic with Jake.
All right, 98 westbound in Tiger Point is backing up, starting before Garcon Point, and it's slow all the way through the Live Oaks Preserve. This traffic report is brought to you by Fresh From Florida. At freshfromflorida.com, you can see what's in season, recipes that feature local ingredients, and more. Also, join the Fresh From Florida Club today at freshfromflorida.com. If you have traffic info to report, you can text 437-1620. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We will have a very chilly morning in store with temperatures in the low 40s, upper 30s. As we go into the rest of the day, highs warming to 60 degrees with mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, another chilly night, temperatures dropping into the low 40s again. Sunny skies for Thursday with a high near 67. Thursday night, temperatures dropping back into the mid 40s. Slow warm up as we go into Friday. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now it's 42 degrees in Pensacola, Gulf Breeze, and Milton. And your money now this morning. The markets are not changed a whole lot. The Dow's up 175 at 33,54.62. The S&P up 678 at 42,01.05. The NASDAQ up 40.57 this morning at 12,891.81. Our 10-year bond rate down just very slightly at 4.86%. Gold prices down 80 cents at $1,993.50. Silver prices down a penny at $22.83. Bitcoin up 103.10 this morning at $34,599.53. Microsoft has rolled out a new artificial intelligence feature. It's called Copilot, and it can create human-like text and to answer questions and to write emails. It's similar to OpenAI's ChatGPT. Can also do PC-specific features like open apps and turn on Bluetooth. Tesla's now won the first U.S. trial over claims its self-driving car caused a death. A civil lawsuit filed in California claimed the Tesla autopilot system caused a Model 3 to drive off of a highway east of Los Angeles in 2019 and hit a palm tree. That crash killed the driver and injured two passengers as well. And two Russian nationals, along with two New Yorkers, now charged with hacking the taxi dispatch system at JFK International Airport. An indictment says that the two Russians, Alexander Debernak and Kiel Shipolin, hacked into a taxi dispatch system between 2019 and 2021, allowing certain cabbies to illegally cut to the front of the line in exchange for kickbacks. It's 8:38. Our next news at 9, breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Join Stefan Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stefan? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Get ready, because the event of the Christmas season is coming back to the Pensacola Sanger Theater on December 2nd. The Prophecy Show, the music of Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Don't miss your chance to see this one-of-a-kind holiday rock tradition on December 2nd at the Pensacola Sanger Theater. Tickets are on sale now for The Prophecy Show. The music of Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
War breaks out between Israel and Hamas.
Starting with our top three stories today, the latest in Israel is Hamas released two hostages.
A Milton couple who was in Israel when the Hamas attacks began has arrived back home safely.
When we were leaving,
Governor DeSantis says it's important to stand with Israel.
Most of the deaths of our own servicemen.
We're pursuing every avenue to bring their loved ones home.
I got to give the president credit for
keeping you informed with a local emphasis.
Wow. News Radio 92.3.
92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Body was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right. We need to talk about how you put your butter on your bread. Because I read the most disturbing article. At the very, very disturbing. Which, of course, means it came from the New York Post. And the headline was, "How You Butter Your Bread Reveals Hidden Layers of Our Personality." Expert shares 9 ways people butter their bread and the meanings of them. Now, I think the meanings part is ridiculous. But there were some methods featured in this article for buttering your bread that left me just flabbergasted. Like, I genuinely thought to myself, there's no way anybody actually does that. So here we go. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. When you're putting butter on your toast or your bread, I guess toast technically, but whichever, it doesn't matter maybe. What's your method? Okay, you got a stick of butter. Presumably, if you're a tub person, that's a whole different conversation. But you got a sticker, tub, whatever. It's on your knife. I'm assuming it's a knife. Don't tell me it's a spoon, please. Don't tell me it's a spatula, extra please. Don't tell me you got some special device for spreading the butter on the bread. These are all the ways this can go wrong for us, okay?
It's already going wrong for me. You're going to hate my answer.
Okay, so number one, I guess I should ask, what's your utensil? If you tell me your main finger, we're going to have to find a new producer. And second, how do you do that? So, Jake?
Well, we have these little silicone spatula that we bought off of the TV. I can't remember the exact name of them, but yeah, they're really cool. They're really cool. You can get all the peanut butter out of the jar with these spatulas.
Okay, that I give you credit for.
But I leave the butter out for about 15, 20 minutes before I start buttering, and it makes it soft, so I can just take a little dollop there and just it spreads so nicely, because I hate when you cut through the bread.
When the butter is of sterner stuff than the bread and you rip or shred. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so in that context, so you already identified yourself as a curler. A curler is people who use tools to easily shape and spread the butter, okay? But are you evenly distributed across the entire, all the way to the crust, or only to the middle portion?
All the way, baby, to the crust, yeah.
So you qualify as a total coverage curler. Is what they call you, total coverage curler. Okay,
a TCC. Oh
yeah,
no,
yeah, that's right. Here's some alternatives for those of you who are not familiar with all your options in life. If you're putting bread on toast or butter, glider. 50% of the people are gliders. Glider is you get your dollop, you put it on, you spread with the knife. Okay, no big deal. Seems pretty obvious. Total coverage. It's got to go all the way to the edges, so there's no safe perimeter around of bread before you get to the crust. Then there's clumpers. Clumpers put a chunk and just kind of get it so it attaches to the bread and they move to another chunk. And so there's portions of bread that have topographically speaking, you've got a mountain's worth of butter and other places got nothing. These are some of your categories, okay? And then crust avoiders deliberately avoid the crust when spreading the butter so as to remain neat and tidy. Now, there's one on here that I am reluctant to mention because this is the one that distressed me the most. I'll get to it in a moment. Let's take some of these texts at 437-1620, 437-1620. By the way, I will diverge with you on one thing, Jake. Cold butter is the better butter, period. So cold butter, even though it's harder to spread, is the better texture, taste, tongue effect, everything compared to warmed or melted butter. So if you can get the butter to be spread or at least on the toast in a cold fashion, that is the superior way. I will encourage you to strongly to try it.
All right, so you like some bread with your butter, not butter with your bread.
Relatively speaking, yes. That's fair. That's fair. Butter is an enhancement to the butter, not the other way around.
The vehicle. Yeah.
Somebody here says, okay, melt the butter and pour it on. Now, that's interesting. That's not one of the 9. That's an alternative strategy. I've never heard of that.
That could have been his number 10. He stopped at 9.
I know.
He must have had something. He had to go butter his bread.
You're a sick and twisted genius. I like the way you're thinking, even though I advocate for the cold butter. Okay, I advocate for the cold butter. Warm butter just doesn't taste as good. I rub the stick of butter across the toasted bread. A corn cob approach. You know, not the roll the corn on the butter, but the grab the stick in your fist and, and apply it, which is the sound it makes. 4, 3.
I can't stand touching butter with my hands, though. I can't do it.
Well, that's like an anti-fetish right there.
Rubbing two marbles together. I can't do it, man.
Somebody says regular bread not toasted. And that's true. Like if it's fresh French bread. Oh, yeah. I mean, you don't need anything. Slightly soft butter from the tub using a spoon. Spread it all over. My wife, by the way, she uses a spoon for jelly. She doesn't use a knife. And she will argue with you because an engineer, she's like, well, you get more on it. It's more able to control it. I'm like, okay, sweetie, I love you anyway. 437-1620. How I butter bread depends entirely on how much time and patience I have available to me. That's fair. That's fair. All right, let's get some of these texts in just a second. Jake's got traffic on the fives.
Okay, not too bad this morning. 98 westbound in Tiger Point is backing up, starting before Garson Point, and it's slow all the way through the Live Oaks Preserve. And that's pretty much been the story all morning. This traffic report is brought to you by Knox Pest Control. Knox Pest Control, I always say that, Knoxed. Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on your free pest or termite quote, visit knoxpest.com. That's Knox, Knox them out. If you have traffic info to report, you can text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
So Knoxed them out.
Knoxed them out. I Knoxed them out.
Oh, that's funny. Hey, if you're working on a home project, you need supplies, you know, you're working on a remodel or building something, Pensacola Hardware, they're great for that. If you build things for a living, you build homes for a living or buildings, you know, go see them. Trust me. If you've never used them before, just go check it out. Literally, go to them and say, Andrew's always raving about you. What can you do for me? And they will have answers. I mean, I know some of those answers, like they can put you on a monthly bill. They can, you know, send stuff to the job site so you don't have to send a guy with a credit card over to the store. You know, they have it in stock. They won't have to order it for you because that's how they do business. They will not have to order it for you. They will have it if you need it. Anyway, just ask them. And they'll give you an answer, and then you can make an adult decision, like all adult decisions. You know, just decide what to do based on the information. Pensacola Hardware, they have it all. They have the advice also, and they can help guide you in anything that you're doing, help figure out how to solve a problem. In business since 1851, the oldest business in the entire state of Florida, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street. So 846, News Radio 92.3. Let's get back to these texts on the question. How do you butter your bread or your toast? We've now identified at least 10 different strategies. I got a text here just says, y'all ain't right. I'll take it. I'll embrace that. That's accurate. Somebody says, Kim says, completely covered with the knife, and I leave my butter out for about 10 minutes to pre-warm it, basically, to pre-soften it. Someone here says, someone might want to have their cholesterol checked. Well, I know. I know what it's going to say. It's not going to say good things. Joseph says, I use my Cutco spreader spatula. Oh, the metal one, the round oval looking thing. Yeah, no, I see where you're coming from. And start in the middle and work my way out all around. The entire piece of toast or bread, I also use a spreadable butter in a tub. Many layers to the strategy here. Somebody says, Ozzy says, not cold, not warm, room temperature butter is best for toast. Amir says, room temperature butter, spread it on freshly toasted bread immediately so it melts. Full coverage is a must. Don't let anything go dry. According to the Montgomery Biscuits mascot, it should be a clump of butter right in the middle. That's the authoritative answer that we've been looking for. Kevin says, hot bread, cold butter, cold bread, room temperature butter. I feel like I need one of those how to clean your carpet or other mishaps in the home wheels, you know, where you turn it to the what is the mishap and then it identifies in the little window what the temperature of the butter should be. I will tell you, I mentioned this. The other tactics, okay, here's one, the tear and spread. So you remove a piece of bread and add butter to that piece and then eat it. Very, very engaged style. We also have the barely there, which is you can just kind of pass the butter over the top. There's someone here, this is one tactic, the do you want toast with your spread approach, which is, you know, the butter is the base meal and the bread is just an enhancement. And then this is the one, I mean, I got to cry. This is no way. There's no chance this is a real thing. Double spider. People who put butter on both sides of the bread. That cannot be a real thing. They can't. That's made up. That's like somebody said, well, we got eight. We got to have a ninth. There cannot be a real person that butters both sides of their bread. I mean, just physics.
Yeah.
It's a bad idea.
A lot of napkins involved in that situation.
And where do you place if you have to set it back down, what do you do? You're putting butter now somewhere, you're wasting butter, or you're contaminating your napkin with the butter. I don't know. I saw it. I saw a picture. I just don't believe it's real. I think this is the Yeti, not to take a position, of butter spreading lies that I've been told in my life. 437-1620, that is your frivolous topic for the day. Feel free to share with your kids, your coworkers, you know, people you meet, or somebody who's trapped in an elevator uncomfortably with you for four floors. You know, ask them that question. So, how you butter your bread? Maybe not in that tone of voice. 437-1620. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty are just fantastic at this. And, you know, part of it is sort of attitude. And obviously it's expertise and a lot of other things. But attitude is they just want to help. You know, they just want to help. And that means finding out. I mean, the way to help is not imposing on you what they think is best, but is finding out what you're trying to accomplish, knowing the market, and then helping you figure out within those parameters what will best accomplish what you want to do. Now, that means that if you're, like, stationed in Japan and you're getting change of station to Pensacola and you need to figure out how to get into a house at a distance, never seeing it over Facebook because that's the only time available and it's going to be, you know, really early in the morning or late at night because of the time change, well, she's done that. She's done that with people who saw their house for the first time when she gave them the keys. Now, that's one example, but, you know, or like somebody here's sold a home already. They've moved out. Closing is tomorrow, but, you know, there's holes in the drywall that need to be spackled and the buyer is complaining. Well, spackle them. She does that. I mean, that's the kind of thing. So people who will understand you, people who will think about your situation, help you give the right solution to it. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, 723-9158. Oh, one final note before we go to commercial. Somebody here says, good friend Tammy says, grilled cheese is buttered on both sides. Yeah, but that's because that's how you fry it.
Right.
Okay.
It's baked into the bread.
Yeah. I mean.
But it's still greasy.
No? Okay. All right. But fair point. I love a good counterexample. I'm Andrew McKay.
Celtic Angels Christmas captivates audiences of all ages with the magic of Christmas. Celtic Angels Christmas features five beautiful women with glorious harmonies combined with the stunning dance routines of the Celtic Night Dancers. Join us for award-winning song, dance, and music like nothing you've seen before as Celtic Angels Christmas carries you to Ireland on wings of music.
Celtic Angels Christmas coming to the Pensacola Sanger Theater Friday, November 24th. Tickets available online or at the Sanger box office.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR-TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Ugh, my lips touch dog lips!
There's this habit that both public and private businesses get in where you have leaders who maybe they've been at the city for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, but they've never supervised anyone. So then what we do, like many private business, public businesses, we put that person into a leadership role supervising people. So it could be dozens of people going from no one to dozens. And we expect by some form of osmosis that's because of your experience, that also means you will now be ready to manage.
This is such a great observation by Mayor Reeves that people get promoted. And you know how this works. Like, you're good at your job doing the work, and then you get promoted to the supervisor of the people doing that work. The thought being, if you know how to do the work, then you know how to supervise the people doing that work. False. False. You know, you're good at doing that work, which is good for a manager to know. But management of people is its own skill. It is definitely its own skill. And if you don't have it, you know, learning it on the job can create some problems. Now, so this concept that D.C. Reeves has of, you know, getting his employees at the city of Pensacola a chance to have their best success by, you know, trying to teach them sort of leadership and people management skills along the way, and now working with PSC to make that happen. I mean, this is I love the idea here.
Instead of being complacent, we said, well, let's get proactive and start to come up with a training program, partner with Pensacola State, and come up with a training program for every supervisor in the city.
Yeah, and he says they've been doing this to some degree quarterly in-house already for managers, but this is meant to be for everybody who works at the city. PSC is going to have credit and non-credit versions available to any level of employee, and it's kind of like a boot camp for employees to learn management skills if they do not know them or just want to learn them better.
Well, we're envisioning it'll be like a week-long boot camp where the college will help us design that particular curriculum so that we cover everything from the basics that leaders need to know about labor law and collective bargaining agreements and those kinds of things. But then also, I've just gone from being a peer to now I'm a leader. So how do I coach these former peers of mine? How do I manage that relationship in my new role?
All good points. All that's Ted Kirchar from HR. I believe that's who that was. And yeah, that's right. And you know, the other thing, just as a side note, and this is, you probably already know this, and I have never run a business, so take this as the theoretical assessment of somebody who's outside. But how many times you ever promoted somebody above their competence, right? The Peter principle, and then you can't demote them. You have to fire them or something like that. You know what we should do is we should say to somebody, look, you're doing great at what you're doing. I'd like to try you at the next level up and see how it goes. But if it doesn't work out, we'll move you back down. And remember, they're going to mess up in the beginning. They're going to be bad at it at the beginning. But there are some people, okay? Some people like sales. Some people can be great at sales, terrible at being sales managers. Well, let them be back at sales. You know, that's a good thing. They're great at sales. Let them do that. And whether it's, you know, sanitation or public works or legal or anything else, the people who are good at the thing might also be able to be good at the management, but they might not also. You know, that might be a possibility too. But train them if they will learn. You know, that's good. I love this concept. 857 News Radio 92.3, Jake's got traffic for you.
The story all morning has been 98 westbound in Tiger Point, backed up there starting before Garcon Point. Also, Airport Boulevard and Highway 29, we have a vehicle crash there now that's blocking part of the road. This traffic report is brought to you by Pensacola Habitat for Humanity. Join Pensacola Habitat for Humanity and Florida Power and Light at their weatherization open house. That's today and tomorrow, November 1st and 2nd, from 1 to 6 p.m. See their Facebook page for details, and this is very important. You can save money and stay safe and warm this winter. If you have any traffic info to report, you can always text us at 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Jake. And by the way, not to spend too much time on this, but one follow-up is sometimes people don't want to manage other people. You know, to be honest, I have been asked here at the station to be the program director who's responsible for a lot of other things several times, and people have changed and left positions. I'm like, no, no, I love what I do. I am good at what I do. I don't think I would be good at that, and I don't want to do that. Let somebody who likes managing people do that. I mean, just, you know, that's a, like people, managing them is not the same thing. Last night, Diamondbacks, Rangers, top of the second inning is when it all started to come off the rails for the Diamondbacks. Texas had a man on third who scored on a wild pitch. That's never good. That's 1-0. Then with first and second, Marcus Semien tripled down the left field line.
2 out, a 1-2 pitch. Semien pulls one down the line, hooking fair into the corner.
Love the sound effect. Boom, two more scored. That made it 3-0. And then with Corey Seager up at the plate again, the miracle home run hitter this postseason, two men on.
Now Seager to right center field, way back there, and gone again.
Another home run. That made it 5-0. In the third inning, you had Travis Jankowski, who was hitting for Adolis Garcia, who was out injured. He hit a home run, bases loaded, and so that made it, he had a single. He scored 2 runs, 7-0, and then 10-0. Diamondbacks came back. They got 7 in the end, but that makes a series 3-1. Rangers are on the verge of winning the World Series for the first time in their history. How many people today for future news are going to be at the Clydesdales event down at Wahoos from 6 to 8, if I'm not mistaken?
There's going to be a ton of people there. It's going to be awesome.
A couple thousand would be my expectation. Yeah. I would think it's going to be a lot of people. They are so cool to see in person. And will we revise this panhandling ordinance in Escambia County and pass muster with it?
Yes.
Yeah. This is a good thing. It's revising, not creating.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
Charges filed after a shooting over the weekend. We'll have more on that story after this update from Fox News at News Radio 92.3.